Sing Out was founded over 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is from banjoist Max Allard, who's a first-year composition student at Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio. We heard Prelude Near G Major from his self-titled CD Odes/Codes on his own record label. We'll hear another tune later. The traditional arts always seem to be in peril, with young folks choosing to pursue their pop music dreams while considering traditional music to be archaic and outmoded. This week, we'll put your worries at ease with a program featuring young players taking old-time traditional music very seriously. We'll also offer a review of the new recording from two young giants of old-time music, Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargreaves. Their playing leaves musicians and audiences amazed as they play as one, but more on the duo later. We'll open the program with the Stray Birds from their recording Borderlands and the classic Willow Garden. The band features Myra DeVitri on the vocals, the banjo, and the fiddle, Oliver Craven on the vocals and guitar, and Charles Munch on the bass. We'll follow with Dulcimer Wunderkind, Sarah Kate Morgan, and the fiddle tune John Stenson's Number 2. But first, here's the Stray Birds with Willow Garden on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. Our program this week is entitled We're in Good Hands, and we certainly are. We're listening to some younger folks playing old-time music. And we just heard from Brad Kolodner from his recording Chimney Swifts and Old Grimes. That was Rachel Eddy on the guitar, and that's on Brad's own record label. And before that, we heard from Kaya Cater from her recording Nine Pin and a wonderful rendition of White, the old Shape Note hymn. That's on Kingswood Records from Kaya. And before that, we heard from Sarah Morgan from her recording Run to the Window. She's a marvelous dulcimer player. And we heard John Stenson's Number 2. That's on her own record label. And we let off that set with Borderland from The Stray Birds and Down in the Willow Garden. The Deering Banjo Company named Clinton Davis's album If I Live and I Don't Get Killed one of the best banjo albums of 2021. Here's Clinton and his rendition of The Lily of the West on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
From Georgia, she was most pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks and eyes so blue, like arrows they pierced my breast, and they called her Handsome Mary, the Lily of the West. I courted her so fondly, her love I thought to gain. But all too sure she slighted me, caused all my grief and pain. She robbed me of my freedom and deprived me of my rest. But I'll always love my Mary, the Lily of the West. I went out late one evening to that dark and lonesome grove. I saw a lord of high degree, and he was talking to my love. He sang a song so merrily, while I was so oppressed, and he was talking to Mary, the Lily of the West. I quickly rushed upon them with my dagger in my hand, and I tore my true love from them. And then I made him stand. And when I boldly struck him and rolled him over the crest, who then should betray me but the Lily of the West?
years I've been looking for a place to call home. I failed here to find it, so I must travel on. Don't want no fine mansion on earth's sinking sands. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Build me a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of life, where it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
And Lord, I'm not asking to live in the midst, for no, I'm not worthy of splendor as this, but I'm asking for mercy as humbly I stand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Build me a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of life, where it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Many dear loved ones have gone on that way. On the great final morning, we'll hear them all say, come join in our singing, come play in our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Build me a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of life, where it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Bow down. The angels done bow down.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2215. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from banjoist Max Allard and his recording Odes/Codes. And we heard the lead-off track, a song called Of the Morning, Max Allard. This week we're listening to young folks, keeping the old-time tradition alive. And we heard from Aaron Marshall, Carl Jones, Rachel Eddy, and M. Hammond. And a wonderful tune called Thread the Needle from the recording Old Time Sweethearts on Diddyville Records. And before that, we heard from Jake Blount and his recording Spider Tales and a tune called The Angels Done Bowed Down. And that's on Free Dirt Records, Spider Tales from Jake Blount. And before that, Matt Brown, accompanied there by Tim O'Brien on the tenor vocals. We heard Build Me a Cabin in Glory Land, and that's on Five String Productions, and the recording is called My Native Home. And we let off that set with Clinton Davis. He's from California, and his recording, If I Live and I Don't Get Killed. It's on Tiki Parlor Records, and we heard The Lily of the West. Well, one of the new features for this year on the Sing Out Radio Magazine is an occasional record review. And this week we have one for Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargreaves' new recording, Hurricane Clarice, on Free Dirt Records. Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargreaves are extremely talented musicians who bring both fire and artistic sensibility to their new music. Their initial recording for Free Dirt Records was a tour de force of what the combination of fiddle and old-time banjo can produce, and their second CD, Hurricane Clarice, is an even stronger statement. The recording is a reflection of the times we're experiencing with the environmental disasters we all face. The recording was made while we were deep in the throes of the pandemic, and the duo were influenced by the seemingly uncontrollable spread of COVID. It also has an ironic side, with influences from both of their ancestors. The title track, Hurricane Clarice, was written by Tatiana and is paired with the classic fiddle tune Brushy Fork of John's Creek, John Salyer's classic tune. Hurricane Clarice is based upon the book The Chandelier by Clarice Lispector, whose Jewish Ukrainian family fled to Brazil in 1922. At about the same time, Tatiana's great-great-aunt Tilly fled Eastern Europe. Embedded in the recording is the voice of great-great-aunt Tilly speaking in Ukrainian about her sister. The recording also includes some killer renditions of classic fiddle tunes, including Nancy Blevins from the playing of Albert Hash from Virginia, who learned it from Jim Reedy, and Dead and Gone Hen Cackled from the playing of Butch James Cage of Franklin County, Mississippi. Hurricane Clarice is an outstanding recording of traditional fiddle and banjo music for the 21st century from two of the finest players of our time. We'll open this mini-set with Nancy Blevins from Allison DeGroote and Tatiana Hargreaves from their new recording Hurricane Clarice on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you.
It's an amazing recording. Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargreaves and Hurricane Clarice. And we just heard three tunes. We just heard Dead and Gone, also called Hen Cackle. And before that, we heard Hurricane Clarice, paired with Brushy Fork of John's Creek. And we let off that little set with Nancy Blevins. The new recording, Hurricane Clarice, from Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargreaves. And that's on Free Dirt Records. We're going to lead off this last set with a family band that comes from near me down in Chester County, Pennsylvania. They're called the Pierrots. From their recording, Brandywine Ridge, here's Half Irish, an old tune from Snake Chapman. Here are the Pierrots on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Deep, and I know peace in the wood. I breathe deep, I sing sweet air that renews you and me. You walk in the garden lane, ripe rose hips light the way. Hummingbird suckles the breeze. You sip nectar from the trees. You breathe deep, you sing sweet air that renews you and me. We plunge into rippling waters caress and flood our skin. We're consumed by this overwhelming gem. We breathe deep, we breathe deep, we sing sweet air that renews you and me. Let it be that the generations will see the cleansing power of the land and the sun and the moon, which grip us by both hands. We breathe deep, we breathe deep, we sing sweet air that renews you and me.
Those were the Onlys from their self-titled recording on Yodelahi Records and Going Across the Sea. Before that, we heard from Susan Pepper from her recording The Prettiest Bird and one of her tunes called Sweet Air. That's on Ballad Records. And we let off that set with The Pierrots and their recording Brandywine Ridge. And we heard Half Irish. Hope you've enjoyed this week's program on the Sing Out Radio magazine. I would say we are in very good hands for the future of old-time music. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios with production assistance from Betty Druckenmiller. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. This is episode 2215.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer.